Welcome to Southern Wonders Beach Resort. I hope you had a pleasant journey getting here. And now, before you retire to your beachside accommodation, here's a little bit of information about the facilities and the surrounding area. You'll find the cottages are located right on the beach. As you walk into the cottages, on your left, there's a board with practical information about staying in the cottages. If you need any more information, please come and see us at the reception desk. Your membership card will give you free access to all our sporting equipment for snorkeling, tennis, windsurfing or water skiing. Just see Joe at the boat shed and he'll fit you out with all the right gear. But remember, if it's water skiing you're after, you'll need to book the night before. For golf enthusiasts, there's our 18-hole course, complete with man-made lake and waterfall. In addition, if tennis is your game, our coach from the States is on hand to give you personal tuition if you're on the tennis court by 8 a.m. Now, for those of you who are less sports-minded, but like the idea of a bit of an adventure, a trip to the Limestone Caves might be just the thing. These caves are extremely old and reveal fossilized remains dating back 35,000 years. I'm sure you'll be impressed by the way nature has created the stalactites and stalagmites over the years. A word of advice, though. You'll need to wear a safety helmet and some sensible shoes in order to go down into the caves, and it gets quite cold and damp down there. Helmets are issued when you buy a ticket, so you just need to remember to bring some safe, sturdy shoes. A sweatshirt might also be a good idea. As I said, it can get a little chilly inside the caves. For a family outing, the wildlife park attached to the resort is highly recommended. This is a place where all the family can enjoy the native flora and fauna close up. Little kids always love the animal feeding times, and they will have the chance to actually feed them themselves. The red kangaroo, which as you probably know, is the largest of the marsupials, is actually taller than a person, and he's capable of leaping 30 feet. That's about 10 meters in one single bound. So watch out. The park also includes a crocodile farm. It's one of the few places in the Southern Hemisphere where you can have your photo taken with a crocodile. Well, near a crocodile anyway, because the crocs are on the other side of the fence. Charlie, the biggest of the crocodiles, is well over 50 years old, for he can live to a ripe old age.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 18 to 20 on page 4. Now listen and answer questions 18 to 20.
Finally, for the ultimate in relaxation, we do recommend you take a trip to the hills of the inland region to visit one of the farms or orchards. These farms provide 10% of Western Australia's primary exports, and because of the favourable geographical conditions and the talents of the farmers, they've become extremely successful in both the tourist and primary industries. Most farms extend hospitality to visitors by offering light meals and lunches, and if you like, you can go on a tour of a cider or cheese factory. That's always a very popular trip. And a local arts and craft industry has also sprung up, with some exhibitions being held in quite unusual environments. You might like to buy some of the pottery or items made from local wood. I'm sure you'd find they make a wonderful present for your friends back home. So, don't forget, come and see us at reception if you need any more information about the tours. That's all I want to say at this stage.